Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Vince, I'm home. Vince, where are you?
I'm in here.
What are you doing?
I'm clearing out the furniture so I can decorate this room.
Oh, you're not, are you? You didn't say anything to me about doing it.
No, I know I didn't. Well, I thought it'd be a nice surprise for you.
But that means we'll be living in a mess for weeks.
No, it won't. I'll get it all done in a couple of days.
Oh, I don't know if this is the best time to start decorating when I've just opened the cafe.
Helen, it won't make any difference to you, as you'll be at work.
But I'll have to come back to all the mess.
Oh. Well, it won't be for long.
Oh, Vince, do you have to do it now?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a minute. I'm going up to have a shower.
OK. But just be careful of that stuff in the hall. I don't want it to get knocked around.
It's all right, I can see it. Knew you wouldn't ask how my day went.
Hi, Penny. How are you?
I'm fine. Look, I've had a great idea.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, I think we should all meet up at the Fox this Saturday.
OK. And by we, who do you mean?
Me, you, Jim and Kathy.
Oh, I see.
And I'm doing this for Jim. I think he needs cheering up.
OK. Well, actually, that's not a bad idea.
So have you spoken to him recently?
Yeah, I did last night.
And what did he say?
Well, to be honest, he's not very well.
He hasn't got COVID, has he?
No, it's not that.
Well, is it serious?
Look, if I tell you, you won't tell anyone, will you?
No, of course I won't.
All right, well, Jim's suffering from panic attacks.
Oh, gosh. Well, should he be at work?
Well, yeah, can't see why not. He doesn't get them very often.
Oh, poor Jim. So what brought those on?
I think it's a culmination of things. But one thing I know hasn't helped, well, Les has left him.
No! Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, but keep it to yourself, OK?
Yeah. Look, Jim said yes to going on Saturday, but do you think I should cancel it?
No, I think he'll be all right as long as there's no major catastrophe.
Now, you saying that, can you and Kathy try and get on then?
Penny, it's not me. It's Kathy you need to talk to.
Oh, I am, so don't worry about that.
Good. And as far as I'm concerned, I'll be my normal, charming self. Penny, are you still there?
Yeah, sorry. I was just thinking what I should say to Kathy.
Oh, isn't this lovely?
Yeah, it's so nice to be sitting outside.
So, can I top you up?
Oh, yes, please. Ah, now I've got something to tell you.
Oh?
Yeah, I've booked a table for you, me, Jim and Mike at the Fox this Saturday.
Oh, that's nice. But does Mike have to come?
You see, this is just what gets my back up. You know I'd ask Mike.
Well, sometimes I wish you wouldn't.
No, tough. And all I ask of you two is to be nice to one another. Jim's not himself at the moment, and I don't want anything upsetting him.
Oh, is he all right?
Yeah, but please don't say anything, but Les has left him.
Oh, that's a pity. I liked her.
Did you ever meet her?
Yeah, I did. I bumped into her a couple of times in Patterson's. You must have seen her.
Well, yes, I did, but I never spoke to her.
Oh, well, I did, and she seemed nice enough.
Well, she's gone to the mainland now.
Oh, poor Jim. And don't worry, I won't say anything to upset anybody.
So there won't be any nasty comments?
No, but I think you should have a chat with Mike, because it works both ways, you know.
I have done already.
And what did he say?
He said he'd behave.
Behave? He sounds like a small child.
Well, he didn't actually say that.
Do you know what? That's just what he is.
He's not.
Yes, he is. He sulks just like a child when I'm around, as he can't get your full attention. Oh, he's pathetic.
Oh, Kathy, You will keep your mouth shut on Saturday, won't you?
Yes, because I'm only joking.
No, you're not. Right, I'm going in.
OK, hang on, I'll come with you.
No, no, you don't have to. You stay out here and enjoy the sunshine. And think about how you can be nice to Mike.
Can you pass potatoes, please? Thank you.
I thought I'd do the room out in blue.
Blue? Well, I suppose that'll be all right, as long as it's not too dark.
Well, have a look. The paint's in the hall. It's only for the walls, and I'm not doing the ceiling.
OK.
Oh, and I must go into town on Monday to get some more white spirit.
All right.
Do you want to come with me?
I can't. I'll be at work.
No, I thought we could go when you'd finished.
Oh, no thanks. I don't fancy going shopping after a hard day's work.
No, OK. But I think I'll get another roller as well. It's always good to have two of those, just in case one breaks. Do you need anything?
No, thanks.
Well, that was very nice, Helen. What's for pudding?
Tiramisu.
Homemade?
Of course.
Oh, good. Well, while you're out there, could you get me another beer, please?
OK. Won't be a minute.
I'm sure there's something else I need. Oh, that was quick. Oh, now that does look nice.
Well, I hope it tastes all right, because I tried a new recipe that Connie had given me.
Oh?
And do you know what? She and Millie worked their socks off today.
Did they really?
Yes, but we did enjoy being back at work.
Well, it keeps you out of mischief, I suppose.
Have you finished?
No, not yet. Why are you in such a rush?
Because I want to watch some TV. There must be something on that's worth watching.
No, Jim, you always had the best parties.
Oh, I remember playing charades at one of them and everyone kept saying I was a monkey.
Oh, I remember that. And I remember you squeezing in to sit next to Jim. And I wondered if there was something going on.
Oh, no, we're just good friends, aren't we, Jim?
Well, I hope we are.
Of course we are.
Oh, I'll drink to that. Here's to good friends. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. So, how's work, Mike?
Oh, it's good, thanks.
Well, Penny said you've been very busy.
I have, yeah. I'm enjoying it. I like being my own boss.
Well, it does have its benefits, doesn't it?
Hmm. How do you mean?
Well, for one, you can work the hours you want.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't have some stupid manager telling you what to do.
Oh, Jim.
Well, he is.
No, he's not. Oh, come on, let's change the subject.
He is. Well, he is.
Well, you're happy to be back at work, aren't you, Penny?
Yeah, it's great. It's nice to have some sort of routine.
Well, that's another good thing about my job. It's very varied about who I see and what I do.
Well, that wouldn't suit everyone.
Hmm. Are you still working from home, Cathy?
Yeah, I like it.
Well, don't you miss seeing your friends at work?
Yeah, well, I suppose I did, but now we can meet up outside. It's fine, and I get more work done at home.
When we can, we should have a party.
Oh, that's a great idea. But it must be at Jim's.
No, we could have one.
No, Jim's would be better. His place is bigger, so we can invite more people.
Hang on, don't I get a say in this?
Well, of course you do. So let's wait until the summer and then we can see what we can do.
So, who wants another drink?
Oh, yes, yes, please, yes.
Please.
Same again?
Yes, please.
Yes, 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 please.
Okay, I won't be a minute.
Just look at what she's wearing. Honestly, you can't call that a skirt. There's nothing of it. I mean, why does she always have to wear such zany clothes? It's no wonder men look at her. Doesn't she realise that she's asking for it?
I heard that. What do you mean I'm asking for it?
It's all right, Cathy. He didn't mean it.
Mike, what are you saying?
Well, don't you think wearing a short skirt like that says you're available? It's like a right come on.
How dare you say that? I can wear what I like, when I like, and just because you think my skirt may be a bit short doesn't give you the right to say that. If I want to wear it, I will, and I don't need the likes of you or anyone else to tell me what to wear.
Kathy, he didn't mean anything by it.
Look, all I'm saying is, men might think, because of what you're wearing, that you're sort of giving them the come on.
Mike, my clothes don't represent how I feel emotionally about someone or send out an invite of any description. I'm not giving out messages by what I wear. They don't express anything apart from the fact that I like wearing them. And if a man thinks that wearing a short skirt gives him the go-ahead, well, he's wrong. Big time. I wear what I like with pride, and I don't care what you think. I certainly won't change what I wear because of some ludicrous idea you might have. I'll damn well wear what I like, and you need to change your ideas. Because every woman that wears a short skirt is not trying to attract a man's attention. It's him who's got the problem in believing that she's trying to do that. And no, I won't be buying you a drink.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.